USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In a vote of 223 to 205, the House of Representatives on Tuesday night approved a resolution calling on Vice President Pence to remove President Trump from office by invoking the 25th Amendment. Pence said on Tuesday that he will not invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office because it would set a terrible precedent. A Kansas woman was executed for strangling an expectant mother and removing a baby from her womb in 2004. It's the first time in nearly 70 years that the U.S. government has put to death a female inmate. 52-year-old Lisa Montgomery was pronounced dead early Wednesday morning after the Supreme Court rejected a stay of execution. The lethal injection was administered at a federal prison complex in Terre Haute, Indiana. The U.S. military's Joint Chiefs of Staff, the uniformed leaders of the military branches, on Tuesday put out a rare message to service members saying the violent riots last week were an assault on America's constitutional process and against the law. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
A National Football League quarterback will step in to become a guest host of the TV game show Jeopardy. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he'll be one of a series of guest hosts on Jeopardy. The show returned this week with former champion Ken Jennings as an interim host, with producers saying they were putting together a number of guest hosts to step in for Alex Trebek, who passed away from cancer in November. Rodgers was a Celebrity Jeopardy champion in 2015 and said he's excited for the opportunity to work on a show he's felt a special connection to for so long. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Longtime network news anchor Katie Couric has also been asked to take over the hosting reins of Jeopardy for a week. Google-owned YouTube is the latest tech company to bar the president from posting online. YouTube said Tuesday it had suspended President Trump's channel over a concern about ongoing potential for violence. It's the latest move by one of the large tech companies to limit the president online. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Cancel culture. The Urban Dictionary defines canceling as to dismiss something or somebody and to reject an individual or idea. Cancel culture, as it currently exists, does not give people a chance to learn from or apologize for their wrongdoings. USA Radio News' Tim Berg brings to light cancel culture at the corporate level.
A host of American corporations have announced they are halting donations to Republican members of Congress who on January 6 objected to certifying the Electoral College votes cast for President-elect Joe Biden. Companies such as American Express, AT&T, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Commerce Bank, Marriott, and MasterCard, to name a few. Kelsey Bolar is with the Independent Women's Forum. She says this sort of cancel culture needs to stop.
This is just the latest example of cancel culture and the great purge that we're seeing come from the left and never Trump Republicans. The media, big tech, and corporate America are all in on this. It is a very dangerous and concerning trend. It is not going to unite the country. It is going to divide us.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
According to TheThings.com, the top three biggest celebrity cancellations of 2020. Number three, singer Demi Lovato. Number two, actor Sebastian Stan. And number one, Ellen DeGeneres. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.